Hey everybody, it's your host, The Crazy Uncle. Today we're going to be talking about electric cars. Are they viable or are they not? Well, let's talk about it for a minute. First thing everybody comes up with is, oh, they promise 500 miles and you only get 350 or some crap like that. But you got to remember that when most new models come out, they come out in the wintertime. What's the first thing you do? You turn on the heater. Guess what burns more electricity in your car than anything else? Shocker. Now, you're also stuck with lithium or lithium ion power cells. Note, they are not the same. Lithium ions are, well, just better, okay? It's a more refined process and you just get more out of the power cell. But the kicker is, here in the US, if we were allowed to, by law, then we could use sodium ion instead of lithium ion. Sodium ion is not only more stable, it's a hell of a lot cheaper. You can get it anywhere. And the price of these batteries and power cells would drop into the shithouse, making this $50,000 vehicle only maybe 38. Hell, that's only a couple grand more than my Volkswagen. So keep that in mind. The creator of the lithium ion battery actually came up with a sodium ion battery. But guess what? The people who were paying his salary, they wanted to keep the money flowing. Plus, they already paid for the lithium mine. So there's that. So there's the cost issue. There's the issue with actually getting the supplies we need. And by the way, you don't even need some of these rare earth minerals. You don't. We can get the same minerals here. There's a couple that might be a little short, but we can substitute them. It's not that difficult. So just keep that in mind. Now, I'm going to move on to my next subject real quick, but I'm going to be staying on batteries. If you're out purchasing batteries, okay, especially you parents, I want you to remember this. First off, if you're going to get non-rechargeable batteries, you're going to see a lot of this that says pure alkaline power. Don't fall for that line of marketing crap, okay? They're all alkaline as far as non-rechargeable batteries go. Those are liquid batteries. The only bonus they have is they store very well. So if you're just going to keep batteries around to replace in your remote control or something, then that's fine. You can store those. They'll last for years and years and years. You don't have to touch them. Just remember, you can't recharge them. They'll kind of explode. If you're going for rechargeable batteries, you have three main choices. You have lithium, lithium ion, and something called nickel metal hydride. Now, lithium is the weaker sibling compared to lithium ion. Lithium ion is just a more refined process. FYI, they're both solid state batteries, so you don't have to worry about any liquid spilling out. Lithium is very, very, very toxic. You can't taste it, you can't smell it, you don't even want to touch it. It is very toxic. But if you look at lithium, the output compared to lithium ion, you're going to see a major, major difference. The lithium ion is just going to blow the original lithium out of the water. The reason I bring this up is because, again, marketing. They want to sell you the crappier battery so that you buy more batteries. So do yourself a favor. Get the lithium ion. The one battery you never want to get for recharging is the nickel metal hydride batteries. Holy crap, are these things bad. Not only do you have to charge them constantly to hold a charge, you can't just charge them and store them. It doesn't work. At least the lithium ions, you can do that for about a year before they go bad. These nickel metal hydride batteries will lose a charge within a month. And if they go without a charge for another month, you'll never be able to charge them again. On top of that, the nickel metal hydride that's in there is liquid, which means if you damage the battery, it's going to go all over the place. It's also one of the most hazardous chemicals on the planet. You can't even recycle this stuff. You're not even supposed to burn it. I don't even know what the hell they're supposed to do to take care of these things. It is just insane. Do not buy these things. Do not get suckered in. They may seem cheap, but that's because people are trying to get rid of these pieces of garbage. And I got to admit, I got suckered into it myself. So, is what it is. Okay, learn from my mistakes. Especially if you're a parent, buy the right battery so you're not buying 10,000 of them. And for those of you who are preppers, you want the good batteries, especially when you get like your rechargeable radios and whatnot. You want to check what battery it has. Anything. All of you out there, you should go right now and see what type of battery is inside every single one of your devices. I guarantee your cell phone's got lithium ion because it has to. Now, that's enough of my rant. I've hit about 5 minutes, so I'm going to leave it at that. This is your crazy uncle, punching out.